Okay. We left off with a three-way machlokes. Remember, in the three-way machlokes we've shown about how to understand the maskana on the top dav yud aleph from an aleph, or that we passed like the last day. There's a difference between katan and ikana, meaning the question is, why doesn't katan have kinyan chatzer? And we have one shot was the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush. Piece the Rif says the same thing. Because chatzer to gavra, mishum shlichus, the ain shlichus lekatan. Right? Then we had the Ravid and possibly Tosfos, right? Who said because Mitzias Katan is Midrabanan, and they weren't attacking Chatzar for him. And the third shot was the Ran and the Mute Yosef, who said because a katan doesn't have a katan doesn't have a yad, and if a katan doesn't have a yad, then a lo tikun lo chatzer. Right. Let's just put the gemini reversing the genders. Aval chatzer de itza mishum yad. That's what katan has. Aval tiknu chatzer liktana. Aval ketana yesh lo yad ben haTorah, as learned from Yitin. Okay. So according to the Ran and the Yosef, there's a fundamental gender difference only for minors. According to the Rif and the Rambam, there's a fundamental gender difference in general, which, again, the Nachlas David, as we'll see in a second, he didn't like this idea that there should be a fundamental difference depending on your gender and how chatzer works. And according to the Ravid, and maybe what it sounds like from Tosos, it's just a matter of takana drabanan, that they decided to make a takana for girls because agav gittin, and they didn't decide to make a takana for boys because there was no need for it. There was no other thing that they had to fit in with. Okay, one of the nafkaminas we mentioned yesterday was how about dasakers makne by a katan? But now let's go on to the question of the main nafkamina is how is an ish gadol kone mitzia machatzero, right? Meaning the simple shot of the next Mishnah says, right? Rose and Rotzenach lemetziach, etzvi shavarach, gozozol paruch, yomer zachsoli sadai zachsolo, right? Meaning a guy sees people running after a mitzia, or after a lame deer, or a, non-flying young birds. And he says, I'm zochet for kinyan chatzer, it works. L'chor it's talking about a man, right? I mean, Pashup Shad is talking about even a man, right? So how is he zochet? So, according to the Rambam of the Rif, it would be only shlichus, not mitam yad, right? Because a man doesn't have mitam yad. The question then becomes, while according to the Ravid and Tosos and the Ran and Buka Yosef, it could very well be that a man does have, he pointed it's not Mokrach, but the Nachlas David Pashtus at Tosos. Then a man can have a yad just as much as a woman. There's no problem with a man having katsu mishum yad. So,
why would he have yad?
Why wouldn't have chatzar mitam yad? Because we don't learn from get. Right, now it doesn't have chatzar mitam yad. Could be mitam shlichos or mitam yad. Right? Meaning, no, a man can have yad, only a katan doesn't have yad, because a katan midoraisa is not zochen a mitzia. It doesn't have chatzar mitam yad, but an adult can have chatzar mitam yad. This brings up the question, that Rabbi Akiva Eger's famous question in the part that I Xerox here, Hine Yish Lefak Fake Bit Fisa Benidin Dona Li Chatzero Di Shlomar Kim Da Chatzero Kona Vidin Shlich Azav Yitav Zabal Chav Mak Shchav Lachir Dilo Kana. This brings up the question. Question is, how can a man be Kone Mitzia Ayidei Chatzero Mishon Shlichos if Shlichos doesn't work for Mitzia because it's tough as a Balchom Makhachav Lachemer, right? We know that I can't send a Shlichos to pick up a Mitzia. That is Rav Nachman or Rav Chista. So, what are the answers? The most obvious answer would be the Ran, quoting the Mukha Yosef. According to the Ran and the Mukha Yosef, and the Raivit for that matter, what would you answer? What might you answer? Well, let's look at the Ran, right? Exactly. That is exactly what the Mukha Yosef says for this question. If you look at Mukha Yosef on the Mishnah, Daf Yalef and Aleph, Ras Metziyav Nafaleh V'chuli Zachaba, U'mashen Nafal Zeh Leha Lav Klum Hu. Ra'osam Ratzim. Where's Ra'osam Ratzim? What? Ra'osam Ratzim, sorry, okay. Da'achshav he mishamersh al yad. The chutz mishamersh lova inishi omim tzadzadi. It's just a time. We'll come back to the moment. Olam misham yad who demahanik when we get. Let's somebody know omim tzadzadi. We'll come and begam lo mitam shlichos. Can you pierce around? The Ran says you can't be kona mitzi and chutz mitam shlichos. Why? Garan Barzal, the Rav Nisim Baruvin, the Ran. Iyashol lizkos lachaveiro mitarash shlichos elam kenasr shlichos of alamamun. Remember this Ran Mukha Yosef. You can't be Zofan Mitzia Mitam Shlichos because you don't have the Shlichos of the Balamamun. Umtsiko Lecha Balamamun Shesha Shlucho. Right? There's no Balamamun. Lo Shaykh Meimer Bechotzing Meimer Tzila Chavir Demigu Zochan Nafsh Zochan Nafsh Zochan Nafsh. And even though we Paskin, I can pick up a Mitzia for you because Migo is Zochan for myself, I can be Zochan for you. But a Chotzer can't be Zochan for itself, it has no Migo. So, it can't be, my Chotzer can't be my Shliach. It can't be Zochan for itself because it's not a person. And it can't be my Shliach because it's not Shluchos of Balamamun. And what's his proof? If you look inside in the Ran, his proof is Tofes Baal Chamach V'Chav Lachirim Lo Kani. As we explained, might be Mitzil Chaveru. Why can't I be Tofes Baal Chamach V'Chav Lachirim as a Shliach? Because I'm not the Shliach of the Baal Mamon. So, if I'm not the Shliach, he has said it a little differently. Instead of asking directly, the no Shliach doesn't work for Mitzia, he says, we know Shliach doesn't work for Mitzia because you're not the Baal Mamon. Okay? So what does he answer? He answers, the kosavar on Barzal the ikalameimer the kolshim shtam meres lemishus choslo ki yado he shaf mashval yado ki nichalei deliktim chasm shemeres no snow the other vichta he. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. He says it's konami tam yad. Right, if I'm standing next to my chotzer, it's my yad. Even if I'm not standing next to my chotzer, that's his big chiddush that we've seen in number two in the makoros. That it's my yad because when I have something, I put it in my place that's Mishtaver, that's a Chatzar. So he says, basically, for Mitzia, it's Chatzar Mitam Yad. This is the Ran and the Mukha Yosef. They say, Chatzar Kone Mitzia Mitam Yad. And of course, this only works Lishitasam against the Riff and the Rambam, right? Meaning, but we know men can be Kona Matzias if it falls in their Chatzar. Stam Rosam Rachel the Ratzar Matzias includes a man. So this only works. This is Lishitasam Neged Riff and the Rambam. According to the Riff and the Rambam, this wouldn't work because a man doesn't have Chatzar Mitam Yad. So how can he be Zofa Mitzia? So basically, if you don't like the Riff and the Rambam, you don't know there's a fundamental gender difference in terms of how Chatzar is Koneh, then no problem, just say Chatzar Mitam Yad. Okay, this is not so posh, because they also assume that Chatzar can always work Mitam Yad, whether you're next to it or not, which we'll get to. But this is one answer. Okay, what's another possible answer?
Exactly, that's what Rekiva Eger says. Notice, the Ron explicitly said, like, Tosfos against the Ramban. What do you mean the Ramban? We had a machlokas, Ramban and Tosfos, in terms of why we possibly, and I can pick up Mitzir for you, Mike. We have Mitzir, Lachar, Konachavir, Rav Yochan at the end of the Sugya. Tosfos says, because Mikud Zachin Nafshi Zachin Amin Lachavri. That's not going to help for a field. But the Ramban said, because Mitzir is not a chov to anyone. And obviously, the Ramban's not concerned about being Shlucha Shobala Mamon, right? He's just concerned about being the chov. Right? He never said she was the Baal Mamon. That was the Yerushalmi, the Ran, and the Mekor Yosef. He says, Metziah is not a chov, and therefore, you can't have shlichus for Metziah. So this is, Liram, this is exactly what Rekiva Eger said. Or Rekiva Eger gives also the answers. Liramban Nicha, which Ramban? This is the Ramban and Daf Yudam and Aleph, right? Well, it's not on the page here. But parallel to Tosos, Dibur Hamaschil Amr of Yochanan, the Ramban Nicha, Shashayach Shlichos, Lizkos, Bimitsiya, because it's not Chav L'Acherim, and obviously he does not hold in this idea that Nishlichos Bala Mamon, he just holds it needs to not hurt anyone. He says, Mitsiya doesn't hurt anyone because it doesn't belong to anyone, right? And it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore, and it's only a loss of an opportunity to profit for everyone else, it's not a loss. Okay, that's no problem. And that's why the Ran, when he got to his conclusion, he says, but I hold like Tosos that the only reason my Bim and Tzila Chavir Kana Chavir is because the Migud Zachin Nafshi Zachin L'Chavri, not like Ramban. And he knew the Ramban. Right? He was a Talmud of a Talmud of a Talmud of the Ramban. He knew the Ramban. He says, I hold like Tosos. The only reason I could pick a Mitzia for Aaron is because Migud Zachin Nafshi Zachin Nafshi L'Chavri. But a Chatzar can't do that, so a Chatzar must be Mitam Yad. Okay, but what if you don't hold like the Ramban, and you don't hold like it's Mitam Yad? Then how might you answer? What does Rekiva Eger say? Let's read a little more. He says, that's the Kush of the Mukha Yosef. And he quotes the Ran, and he points out well, first he gives his answer. Then later on, in the second area, Zelvish is Tosos, who says to Migud Nafshi Zachin Nafshi Zachin Nafshi, she's Ramban, it's no problem. He admits, according to Ramban, it is no problem. Then he quotes some other answers. He quotes an answer from the base mayor, right? What's the answer he quotes from the base mayor? He doesn't say who it is. He just says that Chaviviya Gon Maharam Hanal, but it means the author of the base mayor. Anyone remember the answer he gave for the base in the name of the base mayor? It's based on what the Pnei Yeshua sort of almost said, which they heard and took as a sheet of the Pnei Yeshua. What was the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua? Again, he himself didn't really seem to love the Maskan. But what's quoted as the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua as to why you can't be pick up Mitzia for your friend? Because, Ein Shlichus Marveira, so says the base mayor, Hata'am She Toface Labalcho Vihuli Lokana who Ain Shliach Lidvaravera. And once you make that assumption, you're home free. If the whole reason I can't pick up Mitzi for my friend is because it's not Vera and Ain Shliach Lidvaravera, which I admit it was not a very mainstream shot, but is what everyone quotes from the Pnei Yoshua, then can my chatzar be Zofa Mitzia for me? Can my chatzar be Shliach Lidvaravera? Yeah. That's a Mefurish Gemara, right? That's the Mefurish Gemara on Daf the Mefurish Gemara, right? Right here, Daf Yudav Beis, the Ravina, Rav Samet, the Mefurish Gemara that a Chatzar can be Shlich LeVar Avira, right? Either La Bar Chiyuva or La Viva Yagva, Mefurish Big Gemara, Chatzar Nase Shliach. Lidvaravera. So that's no problem. The whole problem is the moral on Vera Shabo grabbing the tzir before someone else. A chatzar is not bound by Yishlech Lidvaravera, aches it's not a barchiyuv according to Ravina, if you're a Ravina man, like the Ramah and the Meiri, or if you follow Rav Sama, like the Yursa of the Rishonei Svarad and the Shach, then because it has no free will, it's not Iboy Avid Iboy Lov. There's no Divra Rav, either way, on the chatzar. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva Eger, he doesn't like this base mayor answer at all. He's not impressed with it. He doesn't like the Ran's idea because he's convinced that we should go with the Rif and the Rambam. Right? So first he goes to the Ran, he says, that's Timoen, because we know that in Gavra it doesn't have Kotzmi Tanya. That's the top of side two in the way I had formatted. Right? Karsati Makam Achim Dirid Miki Yosef Timon, Damaskina Kotzmi Tanya Yothimim came, but Gavra lo havi Kotzer Kiyado. Right? And he doesn't like the Ramban, because that only works in the Ramban. It doesn't work for Tosfos and probably the majority of Shom. So what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself answer? What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself answer his question? He says, we already have an example of a Shliach who can be Tofes Metziah for you. Right? What's an example of a Shliach who can be Tofes? According to the Pshat Gemara, that we paskin like that answer, right? What's an example of a Shliach who can be Tofes Metziah for you? A Poel, right? A Poel is a Shliach who can be Tofes Metziah for you. So, he says, Chatzer Havi Kepoel. Now, that actually makes a lot of sense. After all, what's unique about a Poel, at least according to the Machane Ephraim? Right, remember we had a keyword. What's unique about a Poel? But unlike a regular Shliach in a Poel, he went even further, Machin Fry. He belongs to him, right? Okay, well, a Poel is what to talk about, and you can analyze back and forth, whatever. A Chatzer, Shuna Kamashmo belongs to me, meaning there's no two ways about it. That's obviously belongs to me. That goes without saying that it belongs to me. So, Chatzer, I mean, a Poel. Clearly, it's like a Poel.
The Adif.
From a regular shliach. Now, in the stipler, I put a stipler in brackets here? He analyzes and he points out that going back to our lundus of why poel is better, this works according to certain pshatim, right? Remember the Nesivus had a pshat, that the only reason a poel worked is because first he's kona for himself, then it goes to you. That's not going to help for a chatzar. A chatzar can't first be kona for himself. Or yet another shot, the only reason a poll works is behagbah, because the hagbah was done mikocho, if a movement is done. Chatzar doesn't move, a chatzar sits still, so that's not going to work. And according to the shoot shots I'm quoted from by the Nesivas, this comparison doesn't work. But according to Machane Ephraim's version of Poel, and that's, or the Kilos Yaakov, I quoted the Kilos Yaakov's version of Poel, either it's like shlichus, it's just a better shlichus, because there's an explanation as to why he's working on your behalf, or the Machane Ephraim that you own him legamren, then if a Poel can be kona for me because I own him legamre, then so can a chatzar because I own him legamre. And obviously, the problem Tosfos Baal Chov Bakim Shechov L'Acheirim is only in someone who could be tofes for himself or for others or for anyone is not intrinsically connected to me. Then, you know, what right does he have to be connecting himself to me? Just because I asked him to. But if someone's intrinsically connected to me, then that's not a problem. Tosfos Baal Chov Bakim Shechov L'Acheirim. So that's what he says. He's like a Poel, and it is better. And that can answer according to not all the shitas in Poel, but...
Right? See. Shira and Poel. For the Nesivas, either two pshatim for the Nesivas,
but it does work if you hold that a poel is that a poel. If you hold that a poel is working within shlichus, he's a shliach who has a justification for being toe-faced for me, then certainly a chatzer, since I own the chatzer, it has an intrinsic connection to me more so than regular shliach, and that's why it would work. So that's where we keep the Eger's maskana. What I sort of hinted at, what I wanted to suggest maybe is that in the Makoros sheet is that, and this, well, all right, this is going to tie into some sheets that we might not get to mention, of Rav Shimon Shkop and his Talmud a little later, but Rav Chaim has a big chiddush about Chatz Mitam Yad, Chatz Mitam Shliach. By the way, do we want the air conditioning? I see. What?
I wouldn't object.
Okay. See if it works. Okay, I see people starting to nod off, and the only way to tell if it's because of the way I'm teaching the sugya is to control the experiment and turn on the air conditioner. Okay, then we'll be able to tell the quality of the analysis. Okay, Reb Chaim has an interesting chiddush. He says Agav Orchin, a piece that you might have had time chance to look at earlier about Chatzar Mahaleches. He says he thinks this whole idea of Chatzar Mitam Shlichus. Is anything actually happening?
No.
All right. He says, what does it mean, chatz mitam shlichus, chatz mitam yad? And he makes a chiddush. Reb Chaim says, it doesn't really mean, is the chatzar like my yad? You know, because it's part of my property, right? So my rishus, whatever's in my rishus is mine. Or is the chatzar something else that's acting on my behalf? He says, the chatzar is not something else that's acting on my behalf. He says, a chatzar is not a person. A chatzar can't do a kinyan on my behalf. Only a person can do a kinyan on my behalf. A chatzar is an inanimate object. So Reb Chaim says, the machlokus here about whether chatzar is mitam shlich or mitam yad, and according to the rif, it depends on your gender. And even we'll see later on, Rav Ashi says, it depends on the exact circumstances. Whether it's sometimes mitam chatzar, sometimes mitam yad, he says, they're both mitam yad. He says, what's the kinyan? When I send a shliach, right? I send Gutenberg. I say, go acquire me an ice cream. So, I'm coated the ice cream mitam shlichus? No, there has to be a ma'aseh kinyan there. So the answer is, he does a hagbah, and since he's my shliach, it counts. But you need a kinyan, right? Shlichus is not a kinyan. What's the kinyan in chatzar? So he says, the kinyan is yad. Either way, the kinyan is that it's in my yad. The question is just, how does chatzar become my yad? Chatzar mitam yad means a chatzar is automatically my yad, right? The chatzar is automatically my yad, that's chatzar mitam yad. Chatzar mitam shlichus means that the chatzar is my yad, but I have to make it into my yad, meaning I have to have an implicit declaration and a decision that I want this chatzar to count as my yad. I want this chatzar to be kona for me. So I have to make it into my yad. That's mitam shlichus. We learned the concept of shlichus, just like I can make you act on my behalf, and whatever you do, it counts as I do. Just like in shlichus, I can make you act on my behalf. Likewise, in chatzar, I can define this chatzar. Here it's a little bit of a jump. I can define this chatzar as my yad. But how can I define this chatzar as my yad? Using my power to decide on a broader range of ways in which I will become to something. So it's more of a decision that I make, either implicitly for zchus, or explicitly for something which is not necessarily zchus or achova, to make it into a yad. But Reb Chaim says, either way, a chatzar is my yad. The only question is, do we need my decision to make the chatzar into my yad? So he says, the real machlokes is chatzar mitam yad, or chatzar mitam yad mitam shlichus. But either way, it ends up as my yad. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim.
How does that work with the whole sugya that compares
Right, so the question is, can I make it my yad in the first place? But once I make it my yad, it's my yad. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Now, he's not trying to answer this question, but I thought if you understood that even chatzar mitam shlichus really means that it's my yad, I just need, and maybe this is part of what's implicit in the answer to the Gemara, right? I mean, the answer to the Gemara is that certainly if you say ibay yavid ibay loach, right? Not like Ravina is a general idea, right? He's overkill, perhaps. So you take Rav Sama. And you take Rav Sama the way the Shach reads the Rambam. That only chatzar is the exception to Inshlich of Arveira. Why is only chatzar the exception to Inshlich of Arveira? Because every other shlichus, I make this much my shlich, and then they have to do something. Right? In chatzar, once I use my power of shlichus to expand my horizons, I make this chatzar into my yad. Now, the chatzar is not doing anything. It's just my yad. Like, anything in my rishus is automatically mine. So maybe it's not even shayach tok b'shlichus dvar avera. And that's what Rav Sama is saying. It's not Ravina. It's not shayach tok b'shlichus dvar avera for something that's not real shlichus. So if you take Rav Sama that way. So I thought maybe you could say, I'll key the graph. He says, afilu chatzar mitam shlichus. Nasei yado. And again, it's not that the chatzar's yad is my shliach. The chatzar doesn't have a yad. It's that the chatzar becomes my yad. There's just two ways the chatzar gets to being my yad. One way the chatzar gets to being my yad is automatically. That's what you have for women. One way the chatzar gets to be my yad is because I appointed, I incorporated to be my yad. And that's a get for men, and then only a gadol can do that, because only a gadol can make these decisions. Then there's a havamina that, you know, I couldn't do this if it's a far favor. Then we say, no, there's a different kind of shlichus. If you say, like Rav Chaim, that the process, the machlokes, the process is how it gets to be my yad. But in the end, it's my yad, then I think it makes sense why it can work even for a metzia, because even chatz mitam shlichus isn't really shlichus. Chatz mitam shlichus is really yad. And that would be like Rav Sama, and even Ravina agrees with Rav Sama. He's just also saying his other idea, that this is not regular type of shlichus, right? The machlokes, or the chiluk, right? The maskan, it's a chiluk, not a machlokes, right? It's a chiluk between men and women. The machlokes is just how it gets to be my yad. But in the end, it's my yad. If it's the end, my yad, there's no problem with being metzila chavira kona chavira, because I might be the metzila for myself with my yad. Did anyone bring in a copy of the Grach HaLashah so we just read that line? Okay, yeah, that's the...
That's so easy to find.
Yeah, I apologize. You know, Morty would have scanned
he
it.
He found
it. But we're not, yeah. And regular people are not on that Madriga. Okay. Anyway, but so I don't think I brought the Lashon with me, but you can look it up. And the Kunshik Shirim also says that way. Then he develops it more, as we'll see in a moment. Okay. So this is five ways to explain, to basically answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, which is not a problem for Rami with Yosef. They just say go with Yad. Go with Chatz Mitam Yad. But if you go with Chatz Mitam Shlichus, and we'll see most people go with Chatz Mitam Shlichus later, anyway, if you go with Chatz Mitam Shlichus, then it is a problem, because how can you have Chatz Mitam Shlichus for a man? So either you say, you can't have Shlichus, it's not Chav L'Cherim, you can't have Shlichus, because you're allowed to Darver by a Chatzir, or this is super Shlichus, this is Poel, or like Rav Chaim, even Tam Shlichus really means Yad. But Yikar Kuz Kalartu Miyado, my Rishus Mayad. The question is just, is it automatically my yad, or do I have to decide to extend my yad and to make my chatzar into my yad? In which case I have to be of majority. But either way, in the end, it's my yad. Okay, now I think we're ready to start the next Mishnah, and we'll have to come back to this very, very important Nemukah Yosef in a moment. But I'll just point out, the Nemukah Yosef makes two assumptions. What are his two controversial assumptions? A, which is his implicit assumption, men have chotzer mitam yad, which is perfect l'shitas. I mean, he's the one who said a different shot. They, the two of them, the Rebbe Yosef quoted the Ran, was the one who said that the pshat wasn't like the riff and the rush, there was no difference between adult men and women, there was only a difference in kids. B, his explicit chiddush is that, can I be kona mitzia only when I'm next to my field, or even if I'm not next to my field? First few lines of Gemara. Can I be kona mitzia only if I'm next to my field, even if I'm not next to my field? What? Bento kind of field, if it's a Mishnah Meris, even if I'm not next to my field. A mitzia, right? We're talking about mitzias here. We don't get to das akresh mak to the Tholman base. So I can be kona mitzia if I'm not next to my field. Can a chatzar be called my yad if I'm not next to it? So he's assuming, and this will be our segue in the next sugya, that chatzar can be my yad even if I'm not samach lo. Or, what's the phrase in the Gemara? Not samach lo, but... What's the phrase in the Gemara for being next to my field? Even if I'm not, omed betzido. Chatzar betzido. So that's exactly what we're going to have to get to in the next line of Gemara. This is Shitas Yachid. The first assumption of this Ran and Luke Yosef is a machlokes rishonim. Half rishonim hold one way, and half rishonim hold the other way about whether men can have chatzar mitam yad. The second assumption is Shitas Yachid with the Ran and Luke Yosef. No one else pretty much agrees with them. Pretty much no one else agrees with them. The Shach agrees with them, we'll see eventually, but his source is them. He didn't even come up with it on his own. His whole raya is the Ran and Luke Yosef. That you can have yad even if you're not standing next to something, that is a bit of a chiddush. But we'll come back to that when we read the next Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah. Ra'osan Ratzan Acher Mitzia.
Acher tzvi shaver, acher gozel shol parchu, vi amar zach zali sadai, zach zalo. Right, so if I see other people running a fencia, this is like, basically, all the, what's the common denominator of all the Mishnahs so far, two people fighting over Metzia. Right? So if I see other people running after Metzia, and luckily it is in my field, either it's an inanimate object, right? Acher Metzia, it's a little unclear. The simple Pshat Mishnah is Acher Metzia or Acher Tzvi Shavur, although that's not clear. Or a lame, right, a lame deer, which, meaning it's stuck in my field somewhat, or little birds who don't fly are stuck in my field somewhat, they only waddle very slowly. I can do a Kenyan Chatzar on them, even if someone else is running after them, too bad. But if they're running out of my field, they're not really trapped in my field, right? It was a normal deer that's running, or they were little birds who know how to fly already, then I don't have a Kenyan Chatzar. So already we see that in order to have a Kenyan Chatzar, it's not enough that something just be located in my chatzar, right? Something's located in my chatzar, but running out of my chatzar, I don't have a kinyan chatzar. Seemingly, what concept are we dealing with here? Seemingly, we would say it needs to be mishtamer, right? That might be the simple shot. It needs to be mishtamer in my chatzar. It needs to be guarded in my chatzar somehow in order for me to have a kinyan chatzar. Okay. Let's go to the Gemara. Amar Yudra Meshul Bahusha Ome Bitsad Sadeh. It only works if I'm next to my field. Betekni Le Sadeh. The Amar Rabbios Rechaniya Chasur Hulam Karol Shulomi Daito. Why do I have to be next to my field? Why can my field be Kone for me? Even without me? It's a Mefurish Meim Rabbios Rechanina that my Chasur is Kone Shulomi Daito. Obviously, I'm not there. Right? Like if something. Right now, I'm at work. If my window, my house is open a smidgen and the 200 shekel bill floats in on the wind, then I'm Kone, even though I'm not there. So the answer is, Hani milu chatzar mishtamer, so chatzar she'ena mishtamer, si omi tzatzadeu in, ilo, lo. Right? So that's only if it's a chatzar mishtamer, but then it's Kone, even if I'm not there. Because she'ena mishtamer is only Kone if I'm there. So there are sort of two tracks in terms of, how I'm Kone, how I'm Kone something that is in my chatzer. One could be mishtameris, and then it doesn't matter where it is or if I know or not. The other is omei tzatzadehu, where I'm kone even if it's not mishtameris.
Is there an issue for someone to go into my field?
I mean, is it usher for people to trespass in my field? Is it usher for someone to trespass in my field? You'd think it should be, no?
Why does that make it mishtameris?
What?
If I'm not there.
No, because you have to have reasonable expectations of people. Meaning, mishtameris doesn't mean if everything in the world is perfect. That's ridiculous. That everything is mishtamer, even if it's not in my field, right? Because no one can steal it. There's no Mr. Zayla.
But I'm doing the Gemara's you have to leave a certain amount of place for him to get this sadeh. But if not, those certain you can't just walk into somebody's...
Correct, meaning there are rights of easement, but normally you can't walk in. It's only takana sometimes walk in. Like, for example, takana mishtamer done that when they're saying sadrachim, then you can walk into people's fields, but normally you can't walk into people's fields. But the assumption is someone will anyway if they see a 200 shekel bill, so that's not mishtamer. Then the Gemara brings a raya. Umanot tamer the chashen mishmeres yomer b'tzatzadu in ilo lo detanya, a very very complicated raya which we won't go into yet. But we'll just read briefly. Right. So if you're in the field and you say, I know my workers forgot a bundle in the field, so you might think it's not shecha that you could be kone it through chinyan chatzar and avoid shecha.
Meaning a
first we want to say, maybe it's not shecha, meaning it is shecha. Then we say there's only shecha in the field, not in the city, meaning it's not shecha. So what does the price mean? The price means I love hafi yomer besada shechach meikar b'shechach zochel zochel shechach in shechach. My time I came to kai gaba havi leichat seirav zochelay bo beir filo zochel zochel shechach havi shechach. My time at lezki gabei de lezki leis. You say what must the meaning of the price be? And again, we'll read this again when we finish analyzing the beginning of the Gemara. But the meaning of the price must be that in a field, if I remember once, then it's never shechach again. Because if I'm in the field, I'm only b'tzatzadehu and a stam field is mishtamer or not a sade? Anyone? Is a stam sade mishtamer?
No.
No, a stam field. Hey, don't imagine nowadays.
You don't have a fence around your field, right? It's just a field. So a stump field is not mishtamer. If I'm in the field, I'm at tzadzadeo, then I'm zoche, and then it can never be shecha, because I was already zoche. If I'm in the city, even if I remember it first, and I say I want to be zoche, it doesn't help. It can still become shecha, because I can't be kona, because it's not mishtamer, not only at tzadzadeo, which proves our point. The Gemara just asked, Dilma gzeres ha kozmim, suddenly have a shecha, irlo not mishecha. How do they know? Let's take one shot so far in the Tzmachalok Rashi and Tosos. How do we know that? That's what the Gzeres HaGasim means. Maybe it just means no shift in the cities. Amar Kolo Sosh Lekash with Rav Shifas Ha'ir. No, there's an extra word in the Pasuk, Rav Shifas Ha'ir, so it must mean what we said. Hai by the Lav, that's for the Lav, and Kenyam Kolo Tzikachenim, I lo Sosh of the Rav Shifas Ha'ir. Of a katik by the Lechnan, Shalafana, Yishef, Shalafi, Yishecha, Shum Bal Tashav. Don't you learn Tashav to teach you what's in front of you is not Shecha, only what's behind you, because then you'd have to return, and the Isser is to return. Zakal, Kosh, Bal Tashav, Shecha, Shein, Bal Tashav, Yishecha, Amar Vash, Yimar, Kay, Yil, Rabba, Shecha, Yir. Okay, it's a different Rebo, Yiyah, for Shecha, Seir. Okay, just getting back to us. V'chinam ra'ulu v'sha'omim tzad sadeh, v'chinam rabba rechayim v'sha'omim b'tzad sadehu. Okay, so basically everyone seems to agree, Ula, Rabba, Rechana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning, that you need omim tzad sadehu, or mit kotzer ha mishtamer. Now, the question is, what is the nature of omim b'tzad sadehu? What is the nature of these two? Are these two ways of accomplishing the same thing, or are they two totally different types of kinyan? So, what is the simple pshat? Rashi says already in the very first Rashi in Gemara. What would you say? Are these really just two eighth tenses of the same thing, or two totally different things? What's the point of omei b'tzad sadehu? Another way of asking, what's the point of omei b'tzad sadehu? What? Simple pshat is, that's what Rashi is, and all the Rishonim, many Rishonim end up saying it, the actual Mishtamer is so yadu. The point of Omim Tzad Sadeh is it makes it Mishtamer. Right? Meaning there are two ways to be Mishtamer. If it has a fence and a lock and a key, then it's Mishtamer even without me. If it's an open field, then it's only Mishtamer if I'm standing there and being Shomer it. Right? And then what would make a lot of sense, if the point of Omim Tzad Sadeh is so it'll be Mishtamer, then we mentioned above, that's why Omim Tzad Sadeh only works if it's not running away. Right? If I'm omim tzad sadehu and it's a tzvi shavar, goes with shlo parchu, or a mitzi astam, then it's mishtamer. If I'm omim tzad sadehu and the tzvi is rutz kedarko, that's not mishtamer. I'm mishamer tzvi that's rutz kedarko. Birds are flying, I'm mishamer them. I'm not mishamer them. They're a free agent. Right? So that is the simple pshat in the Gemara, that the point of omim tzad sadehu is to have a heifi timtzi.
And it's
Ratzkadarko. So you can say... If it's Ratzkadarko and the sun has a fence around it, then I'm Kona. Can't get out of the field.
Same way, get out.
Okay. So the mice, that's an interesting question. You're right. I mean, forget about the tzvi. How about the gozlos, right, flying birds? So the pashtus is, if the chotzer hamishtamer, meaning if I have a fence around my chotzer, and... the simple pshat is, if I fence around my chutzer and birds fly into it, the simple pshat would be on that kona, because it's not a chutzer mishtamer for birds. Right? That's reasonable. For a get taka, it would be kona, but that's because, you know, getting them don't fly. They only fall.
It also can't be that on average it's mishtamer. Possible, but maybe...
Right, I hear the taina. Okay, we'll have to come back to that a little. I hear the taina. I just said pashas. Okay, so the simple pshat is that, and that's what a number of the Rishonim point out, that it's just a hechitimtzi of mishtamer, in which case we might say, let's look at the Rashi and Tosfos and Erevin, right? If it's just, I think for sure it has something to do with mishtamer. That most people agree. The question is whether, you know, there's more than meets the eye. What is Rashi's strange shot that Rashi seems to say in Erevin? Anyone want to summarize for me the strange shot of Rashi in Erevin that Sadi Beis, that the Nesivus analyzes? So, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here in Erevin Daf Sadi Beis. Exactly. Isha B'gdola, V'get B'ktana. They discuss the issue here of if a woman is in the big chutzer and the get is in the small chutzer, right? It only works if you're omeid b'socha. One second.
in, okay, you can get out of this. But what does the Gemara say, Irvin? I'll let you think if you know how to get out of it. The Gemara says in Irvin, Isha B'gdola B'get B'Ktana M'Skar Reshes, Isha B'Ktana B'Get B'Gdola Ein M'Skar Reshes. The basic principle is that the Ktana is tuffel to the G'dola is not tuffel to the Ktana, right? If you have like one Chatzar and then another Chatzar. Right, and this is a Kol Tov Kula principle. The next example is Shlech Tzibra, right? If the Tzibra is in the G'dola and the Chaz in the Ktana, that's okay, he still shayach them. So what's the principle? If the woman is in the G'dola and the Get is in the Ktana, that's good enough. But if the woman's in the Ketana and the Get's in the G'dola, that's not good enough. Why not? So Rashi says, because Davka Omedis L'socha Ba'osa Shah, only if she's, you're Omedis B'socha, only if you are in the Chatzar. Only if you're in the Chatzar. And Tulsa says, then there in Perish for Kudish Dam Shalad, the Ilman over Megiddin, Hatsan Zerk, at least if we so face him, so that's here. Or he's in Gresh's Davka do medis for so, Chaba Usa Shah, Abel Eno medis for so, Chalo, Ava Gab the Shalaki, Sarah Chalom, or Hardik Marine Kasim, the Gemar book show medis, but Sad Besa, Lav Eitel Besa, or so Besa, Mamish, Kaomar, Kudikani also Nasis, but so Besa. Right, so he says, according to Rashi, what does it mean, but Sad? But Sad means inside. According to Rashi, Bitsad Besa and Gittin means not she has to be next to the Chatzar. She has to be inside the Chatzar. Means she has to be in the same Chatzar. So, that's why if she's in the little one, she's not in the big one. She's not shy of the big one. She's not in the same Chatzar. She's watching it, but she's not in it. Rashi says, you need Mamish in. And Tosu himself disagrees. Tosu says, or Marie disagrees. The Hachamayim Shishilisha, he says, no, a different shot. This is really, it's not talking about the need of Bitsad Besa, it's a different issue. It's that he or someone lent the woman a chatzer, right? Lent the woman a chatzer, therefore she's in the little one, she's only borrowing the little one, and she doesn't own the big one. So, Tosa says this is a different issue. This is if you lend someone a chatzer, what goes along with it? If you lend someone the big one, they get the little one. If you lend someone the little one, they don't get the big one. But it has nothing to do with Omedes Bitsad. But according to Rashi, right, what's the case here? Here is Isha. Here is get, it's no good. Why? Rashi, because she's not Omedes Toch Chatzera. Tosa says, because she doesn't own the Chatzer Gedola, the big Chatzer. So Tosa says she doesn't own the Chatzer Gedola because he only lent her one chatzar. Okay, so according to Tosos, this is totally irrelevant. Obviously, it's in a chatzar she doesn't own. There's no hagmi, it should be divorced. But according to Rashi, she's not omedis to chatzera, meaning you need to be in, not next to. This could very well be, although we'll have to see that there is a way out of it. The machlokas that was quoted here, did I put the Ritva in the Makaros? Yeah. This could be the machlokas that's quoted in the Ritva, right? The, one second, Moshe. The Ritva here quotes a machlokas. About the whole idea of omedes bitzad chatzera, says the Ritva, v'uzha omi bitzad sadehu, peiris bitzad mamash v'vil chutzalo. You don't have to be inside, you just have to be near. Dekevet the mishtamer l'daito svarahu, dekach mitzidun v'sofa. All, the whole, the whole idea is being a shomer. Who cares if you're next to it or inside it? Either way, as long as you're shomer it, you're shomer it. Why does not husband zorg yet? Should be besoch besa or chutz melsa not god? Called photos melpanima. Oh, why does he besoch besa? Which might have been the Rashi says the mucker of his sheet in Irvin. That's just the derech called photos melpanima. The woman stands in the house, not in the street outside the house. But it makes no difference if you can be shomer just as well. What, here's the borderline of the chutzer. I can be shomer just as well if I'm standing inside the border as outside the border. What's the difference? Makes no difference in the Shmira, right? V'hutzurachnu l'parish came, they should re'isi misha perish, because there's one day, maybe he was referring to the Rashi in Erevin, that you need to be inside. What does bitzad mean if you need to be inside? So like Tos said in Erevin, bitzad today means in a side of your chatzar, not
on the side of your chatzar, but in a, what is bitzad? Bitzad means on the side, next to. Bitzad means in a side of your chatzar, but you have to be inside your chatzar. You could be in any side you want. You could be in the north side, and the south side, and the east side, and the west side. The inside of your chatzar. V'lo nihira, he doesn't like this yish omer. So this yish omer, bitzad sadehu, which seems to correspond to Rashi Erevin.
I think that from reading you over this, because it could be that first of all, called the point about mishtamer, and also it could be that he holds that by the Kedolim Tanan, you are viewed as being in both of them. So
okay, correct. From the re, you can't prove that he disagrees with Rashi Shita, but at the very least, he doesn't interpret the Gemara that way, right? At the very least, he doesn't interpret the Gemara that way. Could it be that he still agrees with Rashi Shita? It could be. Although, you know, then it becomes just a matter of judgment call. If he did agree with Rashi Shita, which would be the more mistaken way to interpret the Gemara? Right? So you could say he agrees with Rashi Shita, but he thinks his is a better shot in the Gemara. You could. But, okay. You could. Enechanami. So, you have the Yesh Omer and the Ritva, which may correspond to Rashi and Erevin, who says you need to be inside. You have the Ritva and most Rishonim, and which may be the Re in Erevin, unless he held the Rashi Sheet, just wanted to say different shot of the Gemara for reasons of Gemara, who seems to hold that you don't need to be next to your Gemara, that you don't need to be inside the Chatzar. Who seems to make more sense? Right? What does Bitzad... Oh, it's very colorful. Bitzad Sadehu. Here we have the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Rashi in Erevin says inside. And we have the Ritva and Lechora, the Re in Erevin and other Rishonim who say even next to your Chatzar. Obviously, you could be inside, but Ladavka inside. You could be next to your Chatzar. Who makes more sense? The Ritva, right? Because of the whole point of being a Shtameris, then. Yeah, obviously, you can't be a mile away. That's called not Bitzad Sadehu, but Bitzad next to. You're shomer just as well next to as inside. What's the difference which side of the border you're on? Either way, you can be shomer, right? Meaning it's a chutz without a fence. It's not like there's a wall and you're outside the wall. It's a stam sadeh. So what difference does it make which side of the borderline I'm on? Either way, I have to be shomer equally well. So what is pshat in Rashi? So I think the only way to read pshat in Rashi is the Nesivus's way. Not that I'm nosy upon him.
I mean, if it's a fairly, like an acre field, and you're on one side, then you're not in Stammer on the other side.
Yes, but then it also doesn't make a difference if you're inside or outside, right?
I think you're closer.
Yeah, but in and out shouldn't be the factor. The factor should be how close you are to the thing, right? At the stumble, we'll see. Like, if you're so far away you can't even see the thing, let's say it's around the corner, then maybe it'll come out. But it shouldn't make a difference if you're inside or outside. So what's pshat in Rashi? So that is this shita, this Rashi is not a, I don't have the Shulchan Aruch here. You know, it seems like very nardi shita, but it's quoted as a yesh omrim in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes it as a yesh omrim. This is Sivas, the sheet is going on the Ramah. Yesh omrim davka besocho, right? This is a real shita that makes it into the Ramah. Here's the Machaber, and here is the Ramah. Why would the Ramah say yesh omrim davka besocho? Let's see. Simon Reish would be Hilchos. Mekach Menker, okay. Here we are. Oshu Ome Bitsad Oso Rishos, you have to be Ome Bitsido, right? He starts with Hayu Metalpalim Rishos Logeach HaMishtamer, etc., etc., etc. Oshu Ome Bitsad Oso Rishos, right? Mishtamer or Bitsido. V'yesh Omrim Dabina Davka Bitocho V'chutzololo. That's the Yesh Omrim in the Rav Magid Mishnah, both the same Yesh Omrim as the Ritva. Yesh Omrim Dabina Davka Bitocho, right? So what's the pshat of this Yesh Omrim in the Ramah? Here is the
Mechaber, and here is the Ramah B'Shem Yeshomer. So, what's Pshat? So, L'chor Kasha says the Nesivas, Kevan she'omen al kol kach v'samach ha'chachot v'shomer al yado mehechi teizu lo yedinu k'chot v'shtameres. V'nira came to Ikar Tam L'chashin, if there's lokanet, v'yin dumya d'shliach sh'mishtamer, shem hachi kol she'chot v'mishtamer, af she'mishtamer lav shliachu, kevan she'chot v'af v'yin dumya d'shliach, v'l'kach v'yin dam k'v'tofu she'yin dumya l'yado shehu smucha. Okay, that's the basic. So, basically he goes back to, meaning, it's not such a chiddush. He's not going back to the previous Mishnah, the Tafid Alpha Malaf. He could just be going forward to the end of the discussion. This Mishnah of Ravashi on Dam, Aleph from an Aleph going on to Beis of an Aleph. He says the difference between Chotzer Mishtameris and the Chotzer Mishtameris and Omeid Vesocho is and Omeid Vesido is not just two hechi timtzes of the same thing. It's not two hechi timtzes of the same thing. It is two fundamentally different kind of kinyanim. What is ultimately the difference between a Chotzer Mishtamer over there and a Chotzer that I'm next to? The Chotzer Mishtamer over there is its own thing without my help. The Chotzer that I'm next to is attached to me. And he says basically that one is Chotzer Mishtam Shlichus, one is Chotzer Mishtam Yad. A Chotzer HaMishtamer is on its own, meaning they're both Mishtamer. One is Mishtamer on its own, one is Mishtamer through me. Right? But a Chotzer that's Mishtamer is on its own is Kona Mishtam Shlichus. Why? This Chotzer has the power to be Kona on its own. Right? It is Mishamer things on its own. Obviously, it's not a bar das, but that won't bother us. Right? You can have a shliach that's not a bar das in this case. Remember, according to that whole nesivas, you can have a shliach that's not a bar das in all cases. At least in many cases. But it is Kona itself. It is Shomer on its own. So how's that working? Mitam shlichos. It's being Kona. It can really do the kinyan. It's just my shliach. However, when the Chotzer is only Mishtameris al Yodi, he also admits that when I'm standing next to it, I'm a Shamer the Chotzer. But it's not Mishamer itself. It doesn't have a fence. It's only that I am a Shamer there. Then the Chotzer can't work on its own. It can't be Mitam Shliach, because the Chotzer itself does not have the power to protect what's inside it. How does the Chotzer work? The Chotzer itself can't do anything because it doesn't have a fence. Only I'm doing it. Oh, so how can I do it? The answer is Chotzer Mitam Yad. When I'm next to it, luckily, it can be Mitam Yad, because what's the nature of my Yad? My Yad is always next to me. So likewise, when I'm next to the Chotzer is my Yad, so luckily they both work, but for different reasons. When it's far away, it can't be my Yad, it's not next to me. But since it guards itself, it can be a Shliach, because it does the job on its own. When it's next to me and I'm Omid Bitsido, it can't be a Shliach, because it doesn't do the job on its own, it doesn't know how to guard. Or even not knowingly, it doesn't unknowingly guard. But since it's next to me, it can be my Yad, and it's Kona Mitam Yad. And therefore, he says, since the Chap of Omei Bitsido is to turn it into a Yad, then to turn it into a Yad, is my Yad next to me disattached, or is my Yad actually attached to me? He said, my Yad is actually attached to me, right? My Yad is not an inch away from me. It's not a foot away from me. If I'm standing 1 inch over the border, can you imagine? If I was 1 inch away from my hand, I would be in big trouble. Right? If you slice someone's hand off, put an inch away from them, then they don't have a hand anymore. That doesn't work. Then they're in big trouble. My hand has to be mamish attached to me. So likewise, I have to be mamish attached to my field. How do I do that? I have to be in the field itself, to be attached to it, just like my Yad.
If you're playing the border, it's the same thing.
So maybe I'm standing mamish on the border, it's okay, but 1 inch past the border is no good. That's how he explains this Yesh Omrim.
The problem is, if he's explaining Rashi, you have two problems. One is that Rashi holds that a chotzer and a metziah by a guy is mitam shlichus, not mitam yad.
Where did Rashi say anything? Who said Rashi?
Oh, so when I explained
we didn't say Rashi.
Rashi says betelchot, though, no, right?
What? Yeah, but we never said Rashi held like the Riff and the Rambam.
Okay.
I never said Rashi held that way. I mean, we're getting in trouble with the Rush, as you know. But simple shot is Rashi. I guess Rashi would not hold that way. I would say the Lo Bayah.
Doesn't explain Betov.
He never what he says. He says Betov or explain Betov, but he never says the difference between men and women. Rashi never says the difference between men and women. Rashi didn't say anything about Katan Ketana, right? He said a nice line about Isura Mimamona, but then when he came to Katan Pligi. What is it? Cotton to Ashkan to Rabbi Barakhmi Chatzir. We don't find the same reboy by cotton as we do by Ketana.
what is the difference, which the three pshatim he never says. So you can't ask a kasha.
He also does another kasha, though, that he also says that when you're standing by a chatzim, makes it a chatzim mishtameres. So he doesn't separate it.
Okay. Over here, he says, when you're standing by a chatzar, he makes it a chatzar ha-mishtameres. Okay, that is a very, very, very good point. Meaning, he doesn't seem to say that it's a fundamental difference of yad and chatzar. So I was waiting for someone to tell me why it's not a valid proof in the first place that Rashi and Irvin holds like this in Shomrim, but no one has yet. So you could say that, you know, but I'm still going to wait for you to tell me, that really Rashi and Irvin has nothing to do with this discussion. It's a red herring. Yeah?
I wonder if it has to
be, or at least a pink herring.
But the one being the kabbal to get, and in that particular case, you do need yad.
Okay, excellent. It could very well be that Rashi there is not talking about all Kinyan Chatzer. He's only talking about Gittin, because Get has to work Midin Yad. Why can't Get work Midin Shlichus based on the end of our Gemara? No, why can't Get work Midin Shlichus? Because Get is a, Ravashi says, Get is a Chov, and Ein Chavim Adam Shlo Mafana. So it could very well be that Rashi there is unique to Get. Because maybe Get is mitam yad. That doesn't necessarily prove anything on Chitza. That just proves that Get works differently. So, correct. So Rashi, to answer this, Rashi Irvin, let's just make a little note. Unless, meaning the longest is the same longest, it's mitam yad. But it could be that he thinks that Get is different. Unless he only applies to get. In which case, the nesivus is still the right lumbus. It's because mitam yad, you need to be betocho, but it has nothing to do with our sugya yet, with metziah. So okay, Rashi, there might only be get. The other option is that the two Rashis are mashlim each other, that Rashi says mishtameres, because yad also has to be mishtamer. Meaning yad has to be mishtamer, actually has to be mishtamer. Either way, they have to be mishtamer. But just because they're both mishtamer doesn't mean that they work in the same way. They might have a common denominator of Nid and Mishtamir, but still work in different ways. So anyway, I would answer Yishai's question as Fir and Rashi's. Either A, Rashi, maybe he only meant Get, and he wasn't the Yesh Omrim. It was a case of mistaken identity. We picked the wrong guy out of the police lineup. Rashi was just minding his own business and talking about Gittin. He wasn't talking about Dini Mamonos. And we thought he was the Yesh Omrim, he wasn't. Or it could be he is the Yesh Omrim. And he's not only talking about Gittin. And he's like everyone else. He's equating Gittin and Dini Mamonos so far. He just thinks that Yad has to be Mishtamer, Chatz Mitam Yad has to be Mishtamer, Chatz Mitam Shlichus has to be Mishtamer. They become the Nader Mishtamer, but they're still two different things. Okay, so let's just finish reading this Nesivus. It's very beautiful. Zem Muchach, the Chatz Shein Mishtamer, so Mitzido, Mitam Yad, who Dekana, right? Chatz Mitzhein Mishtamer, so Mitzido, is not valid Shliach, because it can't be Mishtamer itself. A Shliach is only that which is Mishtamer itself, right? A Shliach has to do the job himself. Right, only mitam yad and shumahakim in smucha mamish. That's what you need to see, mamish smucha, not next to smucha, but mamish touching. Dimitam shliach, right? Be in an omer tzidim shem shem mishdamer, k'mo shliach shem mishdamer. V'adayin mechalik b'mitoch l'chutzalah. If it's mitam shliach, you just need to be standing there for mishdamer, then there'd be no difference in mitoch and l'chutzalah. Afilu b'samach lo, afilu b'samach lo be. You wouldn't even need to be next, outside, nearby. You just need to be within eyesight, right? Even 100 amas away, as long as you're in charge, that's good enough. This answers Yishai's question. Even if it's a tam yad, you still need mishtamer. Even yad needs mishtamer. Because otherwise, it's not like a yad. A yad is a makam mishtamer. That's why he says in those two in Rashi that even chatz mitam yad needs mishtamer, because a yad is a makam mishtamer. That's what he says. If it's a giant field of 100 acres and it's on the other side, even if you're inside, that doesn't help. That's like a tzvi that you can't catch up to. Okay, we'll come back to the next part later, maybe. So here is the fundamental lumdus, the fundamental finish of the Nesivos. Here we have two tracks of Kinyan Chatzer. One is Chatzer Ha mishtamer afilu shalom idaito. The other is chatzer she'ein no mishtamer. Vehu she'omed Bitsido, says the Nesivos al pi the Yesh Omrim, right? Which he assumes is, actually, he doesn't say, he doesn't say Rashi Erevin, he just says Yesh Omrim, right? The Yesh Omrim makes into the Ramazi Yesh Omrim. The Magid Mishnah is the exact same yeshiva, learned the same yeshiva as the Ritva, right? They both heard this Yesh Omrim, and from there it made it into the Shulchan Aruch. He says two totally different tracks. This is Shlichus, not Yad, because not Smucha, so it can't be Yad. And this is Mitam Yad, not Shlichus. Why can't it be Shlichus? Because it's not Mishtamer Meatzvo. If it doesn't guard itself, that's not a qualified to be a Shliach. A Shliach has to be independently. A Yad means it's part of me. And therefore, the nafgamina, he says, is that if it's become Yad, I need to be standing mamish inside it. Okay, is that a mochrach nafgamina? I'm not sure. You could have said maybe it's Yad as long as I'm near it, because you're near your Yad. But then you have to figure out where to draw the line, meaning, you know, how nearby do I have to be? But what I'd say is the nafgamina is... nafgamina is that you'll probably need bitocho, right? Because in order to be a yad, it makes sense to need bitocho, or at least, you know. Nafgamina, the nesivus is that might need Omi Betocho. You say, if you want to be like a Yad, if the Chap of Omi Betzido is not to give you Shmira, the Chap of Omi Betzido is to give you Shmira and to be a Yad. No, I'm going to have to, if you don't mind. Yeah, we'll just erase this. That's not going to kill anything. What is the function of Omi Betzido? So he says, not just Shmira, but my Yado Smuchalo Afchatzero Hasamachlo, to make it like a Yad, right? To make it like a Yad. And if it's make it like a Yad, the nafgamina is that you might need Omed Bitocho to be like a Yad, as opposed to the as opposed to the mainstream sheet of Rishonim, if you will allow me to go so far, which we'll see which we'll see a little later in the Gemara. The mainstream sheet of the Rishonim seems to be that the difference between Omei Betzida, that the function of Omei Betzida Rav Rishonim would say, the function of Omei Betzida is not to make a difference in Shlichus and Yad. After all, remember according to the Rif and the Rambam, are we interested in necessarily making a difference and saying, in one case it works with Tam Shlichus, in another case it works with Tam Yad? Not necessarily, because men don't have Yad, right? We prefer it all to be Shlichus, right? So most Rishonim would say, and we'll see this coming out at the very end of the Sugya, that this is Shlichus, not Yad. Because it's not Smucha. And Chatzah Sheinu Serus, what does Omi Betzido do? Omi Betzido just fills in Mishtamer. If it makes a mishtamer, then it also works mitam shlichus. What do you mean? Once it's mishtamer. Who cares if mishtamer its owner if I help it mishtamer? Once it's mishtamer. Also shlichus. Yeah. And You could say mitam yad. But not necessary. It means they might admit that when you stand next to your chutzer, it could also make it work mitam yad. But there's no necessary. You don't have to come on to mitam yad. They both work fine as shlichus. I mean, shlichus doesn't need to be mishamer independently. I understand. If I send a shliach, let's say I send Chaim as a shliach, he's mishamer himself. But that's not ma'akev. You need mishtamer in order to be kona, whether it's mishtamer because it has a fence built on it, whether it's mishtamer because I'm watching. Either way, it can work mitam shlichus. The point of standing there is just to make it mishtamer, not to make it switch tracks from chatzar mitam shlichus to chatzar mitam yad. And the nafkamina is that omed chutzolo bitzido, right? Sagi omed chutzolo bitzido. It's enough to stand outside it. As long as I'm shomer it, why do I need to be inside it? I'm not trying to make it into some different kind of chutzer. I'm just trying to make sure it's shomer. So, that's so far two different ways of understanding the relationship between omed bitzido and chutzer mishtamer, basically understanding the beginning of our Gemara. Right? Two different ways of understanding the beginning of our Gemara. Either the Nesivus, based on the Yesh Omer Rashi and Erevin, says two totally different tracks. One is Shlichus, not Yad. The other is Yad, not Shlichus. Never the twain shall meet. And the Raya is, that's the only way to explain the Shita, that you need to be standing inside to make it into a Yad. But the more mainstream Shat, which is a half of the Nesivus, right? The non-Yesh Omer, he says, it's just to make Mishtamer. It's not about Yado versus Shlichus. They're both Shlichus. Now, could it be that our next one will also be easier to count it as Yad? Yes, but that's not relevant at this point. That's not relevant for Metzia. It's all mitam shlichus. It's all mitam shlichus. And it's just two different echitimts as a mishtamer, but we're accomplishing the exact same thing. This is nicha leperush harif veharambam bekata nuktana. Right? Remember, according to the Rif of the Rambam, men never have katsu mitam yad. And yet, it seems like all these things about Kona Mechitza apply to men. That's fine, because all the things about Kona Mechitza are shlichus. The only time we have to come onto Yad is by receiving a get, which is fine, it doesn't apply to you. But all the thing, all the dini momentous parts apply to men and women, never restricted to women or so. You're why? No problem. The third pshat, is there a third pshat in our Gemara? In how these two tracks work? One is that one is shlichus, the other is Yad. The other is that they're both shlichus. Is there a third track? Even on the board? Danny?
Right.
No, because he still admits in the terminology that we call one shlichus, we call one yad. What did the Ran and Luka Yosef say? The Ran and Luka Yosef, right? At least, he says they're both mitam yad. Why not shlichus? They're both mitam yad and not mitam shlichus. Why are they both not mitam shlichus? Because he holds that you can't have shlichus for mitziah because he's not the shlichus of the Baal Bavel, right? Because he's not shlucho shel Baal Hamavel. Ditto. Same reason. Right, the Ran Luka Yosef hold the Shitas Yachid, right, based on the Yerushalmi, that you can't have Shlichos Vikona Metzia because you're not Shlucho Shel Bala Mamon. So they hold, and apparently hold Chatz Mitam Shlichos means Mamish Mitam Shlichos. So they hold you can never have Shlichos. The only time, according to them, what is the only time you can have Shlichos in a Chatzar? When can you have Shlichos in a Chatzar? Why can you be have chatz mitam shliach? Only when there's das makden, right? Only when there's das makden, you have the Baal Mamon who says, right? If I want to give you a present, I can put in your chatz mitam shlichus, and that's the unique shita of the Ran Luka Yosef. What does he say? And that's the big chiddush. Remember, I said what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that a chatzar can be a yad even if I'm not next to it, right? That's against the havana of the Sivas. Sivas says a chatzar can only be a yad if I'm next to it. That's against the shad of the Gemara later on. But I'll read you the lashon that same Ran again. The ikal amei, where the kol shi mishtameres lemishu zchus lo ki yado he, Whenever it's something I want and it's mishtamer, wherever it is, it's like my yad. Meaning the uniqueness of my yad is not that it's attached to me. The uniqueness of my yad is that I hold things that I want and guard them. Who knows though? Whatever's in my hand, if I want it, I put it someplace guarded. So therefore, wherever it's guarded is like my hand. V'yad arichta, it's a yad arichta. Well, my hand can't be long. My hand can be long. If I have a chatzar in Hong Kong, that's also my hand. In Gittin, my chatzar is not like my yad, because a yad only picks up things that I want, generally. Etc. Okay. So that's the chiddush of the Ran and Mukhe Yosef is that even Yada Arichta, even not Samach, because any place which guards things that I want is like a Yad. That's his chiddush. Everyone else in Tanalar assumed that Yad was only what's next to me. His chiddush is the chiddush anywhere I shomer things I want is a yad, meaning is chatzar mitam yad. According to him, then, what's the point of being omer b'tzido? What's the point of being omer b'tzido? No. No. Clearly, if it's not mishtamer, I need omer b'tzido. Point to omer b'tzido is... Same thing. It's just to make it mishtamer, right? Any place that's mishtamer is my yad. Oh, what are the two ways you can be mishtamer? I can have a fence around it, or I can sit there and guard it. Either way, I'm just making it my yad. So this is the fundamentally... I mean, there are two different ways of reading the Shach Tatari Gemara of Omer B'tzido. There are three different ways of reading the Kinyan Chatzar in the two circumstances. The Ran and Mukhe Yosef, based on the Yisod Shulchus of Balamamam, say, you can't talk about Shlichus in our Sugya. Ain't Shlichus B'Sugyan. Or, I shouldn't say Ain't Shlichus. Ain't Shlichus until we get to Das HaKeres Makdeh, when you have Balamamam. It's all about Yad, just there are two ways, something, and all about Yad. And what's unique about Yad? It's Meshamer Zechuyoslo. It's Meshamer things you want. Wherever I guard things that I want is my yad. Just, there's two echitim says, it can have a fence, even if I'm not there, or I can be watching it if I am there. The most Rishonim say, I know I haven't actually shown you them yet, but that's the simple shot in the Gemara, in the Maskan of the Gemara, say no, it's all shlichus. It's all shlichus, we're not with yad here, what yad? Maybe men don't even have chatz mitam yad. It's all the same idea of chatz mitam shlichus, just, a shliach is only a makam mishtamer. Shliach, what is a shliach? A shliach is mishtamer things for me. Only a chatzar is mishtamer shliach. There are two echidim to the shmira. It can be have walls or I can be watching it. Either way, the point of only tzido is just to have the shmira, and therefore, I certainly don't have to be inside it. The nesivus is machadish based on the ish omrim. That no, only tzido is not two different echidim to the same track. It's two totally different tracks. When I'm not there, it's not shayach yad, only shlichus. And when it doesn't have walls, it's not shayach shlichus, because it's not independently meshomer. If it's not independently meshomer, then it can't be a shliach. Shliach has to be independent. Then it's only yad. The point of omer b'tzido is once I lost the shlichus, I should at least have mitam yad. That's why omer b'tzido, in which case he says, it's not mukrach that it has to lead to that. I could have still said if I'm near it, if I'm within eyesight, it's like a yad, but it's mistaber to say it's only a yad if I'm touching it, mamish. Okay, I just want to end with one problem. I want to leave you with a little bit of suspense, which is the rush. The rush, I'll just take out one line from the middle of Simon Lamed Aleph. Which way did the rush save these three drachim? Not on this side of the board. The rush seems old like the riff. That is Simon Chav Tes, right? Right, the Russian Simon Chav Tes. I will just read you, I think, from the end of Simon Chav Tes. He says at the end of Simon Chav Tes, I think, in the middle, he says, Chatzar de Gavra Mishum Shlichus, his rabbi. Okay, Chatzar de Gavra Mishum Shlichus, the rabbi, the men and women. What is the Lamed Aleph in the middle of Lamed Aleph? He says, "Mas gravashi hay chotzer shrabay mishum yad lagor mishlichus gavi get the chov v'loy chov ladum zulfanim hilu b'yino medes zav chatzera afilu b'chotzer mishtameres gavi matana zchus v'lo zochon zulfanim hilu mobil." Okay, zochon zulfanim hilu mobil ben tzia umatana chotzer mishtameres afilu b'yino medes zav chatzera zochon zulfanim mitam shlichus. He says mishtameres, even if I'm not there, it works in tzia and matana mitam shlichus. It's mitam shlichus if it's mishtameres. For sure, if you're not there, it's not koned. You don't want something to be a shliach mitam shamer. Hilkach mitam yad kana. If it doesn't have a fence, it's only mitam yad. Hilkach mitam dumi diapus mukhala. You need to be standing there to make it like a yad. So says the Rosh Mefurish, like the Nesivos. I'm not sure why the Nesivos didn't quote the Rosh. He didn't put the Rush, did he? He should have. The Rush says, Bemfurish. He says, I'll tell you the answer. He's not trying to explain the Yesh Omer. He's not trying to say whether Smucha means next or inside. But he says, Chatzim Mishtamer, wherever it is, it becomes Shlichus. Because a Shliach has to be Mishtamer things on its own, obviously. Chatzim's not Mishtamer, can't be a Shliach. It can only be a Yad. If it can only be a Yad, then it only works from next to it. Because the function of Omitzido is to turn it into a Yad. That's exactly what he says. The function is Omitzido, is to turn it into a Yad. Omitzido turns it into Yad, which is exactly what we wrote here. Now, what's the problem that bothers all the Achronim? And with that, we'll leave you in suspense. What problem bothers all the Achronim? No?
The next question doesn't.
I just read you the Rosh and Lamed Aleph. What do you mean he doesn't say that? According to the Rosh, Mitzia Omei Mitzidos Kone Mitam what? Yad, not Shlichus. But according to the Rosh and Chavtes, Chatzar Gavra, a man doesn't have Chatzar Mitam Yad. Which means that a man who's standing next to his Chatzar is not Kone. That can't be. The Mishnah says, you're going to tell me that's only women? Now obviously that's even men. So the problem with the Rush, the Pulach HaRifta, right at the bottom, is the first one to ask this question. The Pulach HaRifta is the first one to ask this question. The Rush gets us in big trouble, because on the one hand he says, men only have shlichus, not yad. On the other hand he says, omei betzida ve'ein mishtameres, works mitam yad, not shlichus. But then it can't work for men. But it has to work for men. That's why I said, like, the Rif and the Rambam would have to take thereof too. But the Rush holds like them, and he stays there at one. So the Rush is in big trouble. Okay, how to get the Rush out of that big trouble? We'll have to start with Amir Tashem next time. The trouble is still going to be a little better than the getting out. But unless someone comes up with something really good for next time. Yes?
Right.